people have been asking is, well, why did we have to take her out? Why did we have to go to this extent? When we talked with the state lab, knowing that they had a little bit of information for us and knowing that she was able to give us a little bit of information, we started working with a lab in Virginia, Parabon Nano Labs. They can take the smallest minute little details of DNA and be able to sequence them into family orientation. So basically, we had, before we sent baby Rebecca to Texas, to the University of North Texas, we had two little bits of DNA information that wasn't enough to ever put in a database for the FBI for us to be able to find out if somebody, either parent, was ever registered in the database. When we took Rebecca down there, she was able to provide enough DNA information that it helped us make this profile and it helped us make this profile. And now there's enough to be able to put into that database. So without her, we wouldn't have been able to do anything. This stuff didn't exist in 1981. The officers back then did everything that they could, up to the point that they could, and it's been reinvestigated and reinvestigated and reopened and reviewed many, many, many times throughout the 39 years that she's been gone. So finally, we're hoping technology has caught up to where now Parabon Nano Labs can put this information in their computer system and start to make genetic markups to, maybe we find an extended family member, maybe we find a third cousin, and from there we can start to piece together. That's where, as investigators, we can start to piece back together, well, who was in Valley City at that time? What aunt, what uncle, what grandma, what grandpa? And hopefully be able to put a solve and a resolution to the case 39 years later.
What I'm hearing is you don't have a hit on who it is now, but DNA is in the database, and in the future, you possibly could get a hit.
I don't know if they've done that exact analysis yet. We still have some logistics things to work out with them, but as soon as they start working on that case, I believe then they'll let us know. They have a higher than normal probability. They're thinking with what they have, they have a high probability of solving this case with the information that Rebecca gave us.
If you were to find a relative, we'll say that the mom and dad don't exist anymore, but you found a grandma who wants to lay this little girl to rest next to her, would they be allowed to exhume the body from here?
I believe they could apply through court, but you know, this is the resting place that 39 years ago we gave her, so right now this is where she is. And if somebody would like to take care of her, I'd like her to stay here. There's people that are invested here as well. So
anything new about the investigation you want to?
No, we're still looking for anybody to come forward with any information, anything that might be the smallest detail, maybe the largest detail. You know, one of the biggest details we got was from Rebecca herself 39 years later. We never would have expected to be able to get any of that DNA material, but she still had it.